welcome to the Five Feline Farm Podcast. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create a renaissance farm. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and occasional fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Hello and welcome back to the Five Feline Farm Podcast. This is part two of our debriefing session after our mercantile opening on March 3rd. And in the last podcast, if you haven't listened to that yet, you may want to go back and listen to that one first. That would be episode 6 in our podcast series. And in that podcast, we talked about the preparations we do and thinking through that. We talked about how we debrief, and we talked a little bit about some of the challenges we were facing. So now we're going to roll into what happened during the event. So this is still part of our debriefing, and we really use that as a process to think through what happened and what changes are we going to make for the next time. So tell us from your perspective, Donna, a little bit about what happened during the actual mercantile opening.
Again, as we talked about in our last podcast, I'm always amazed at the people that drive out to the farm. We're about 15 minutes from Charleston, and they still seem to come out and get our products. So we open at 10 o'clock. Right now, our hours are 10 to 2, the first Saturday of the month. And by 10:05, we had our first customer this week. So that is always super cool. We see somebody pulling in the driveway.
Because there's always that little bit of, okay, we're here. Will anyone show up?
So yes, they will show up.
You make it and they will come.
Yes, they will. So we had planned that we thought, well, you know, it may be a little slow today. It's cool. And there's a lot of stuff going on in town. But so we'd planned on maybe making some notes for the next podcast and, you know, maybe talking about the business.
When we're out at the mercantile building, it's a little bit away from the house and we don't get a cell signal out there. So our internet won't reach. We don't get a cell signal. So it really offers us a good opportunity to have some conversation even between the two of us.
Or forces us to.
However you want to look at that.
So our first customer was 5 after 10. And by 25 after 10, we were sold out of all of our baked goods.
They cleaned us out, which we loved.
We loved it.
But there we are. 25 after 10.
Three and a half more hours left.
What do we do? Because we knew of at least a couple of people who had sent Facebook messages asking about scone flavors, commenting on the cookies. And it was like, oh my gosh, they're going to come out here and we're sold out already. So we had to make a plan fast.
So we looked at each other and said, do we make more? What do we do?
And
keep in mind, we have a broken oven. We don't have any bags ready. We don't have ingredients ready. We have all that stuff, but it takes both of us usually to get those things prepared.
It does. And I'd cleaned up the kitchen. And like Donna said, we have to label the scone bags and the cookie bags with ingredients and make a front label so that you know what's in the bag. And we do those bags ahead of time so that it's just ready to package. We kind of run like a little production line when we're in full baking mode. So I said, I think I can do it. I'm going to go whip up another batch of scones. So I ran to the kitchen.
Which is super cool. That's the beauty about having our business right on our property. Makes it super cool because we could do that.
Absolutely. And so I just was running around the house like a mad woman, getting ingredients pulled together and getting bags ready. I had to run upstairs and print one new sheet of labels. I had to go to the basement where I keep all the ingredients on a rolling cart. Thankfully, the scone recipe I have made so many times, I have that recipe in my head. I did have to pull out a couple of utensils that I use, my pastry cutter, things like that, because these scones are made by hand. I don't do the mixer, anything like that. So I had to pull that stuff out and wash it up real quick and the cutter. So I just raced around like a mad woman. Now, while I'm doing that in the kitchen, which is on the back of the house, I can't see the driveway. I can't see what's going on at the Merck.
So I'm at the Merck, and it was almost immediately after Julia went into the house to make more scones, we had four cars pull in. I mean, almost immediately. So I thought, okay, this is great. This is a great problem to have.
It really is.
It's not a problem.
No, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
But we were just made to overcome challenges.
That's right. We've had plenty of them.
So what did they say when they came in and the scone table, the baked good table, is clean?
Well, the first person that walked in, they looked over where we have our baked goods and their face kind of dropped. And she said, oh no. And I said, don't worry. Julia's in the kitchen right now getting ready to bake more scones. Can you wait about 15 minutes? And she said, sure.
So that was just too cool. So I scurried around. I ran another full batch of cherry walnut scones. That was kind of the first ingredients and the labels that I had closest to ready. So I scurried around and I packaged them hot, which we like to let them cool off so the condensation doesn't and the steam doesn't get too much in the bag.
But in the meantime, I'm texting Julia because while she's doing all this, I had two other customers that came in and also wanted scones. And so again, I ask them the same thing. Would you be willing to wait a few minutes? I'd be glad to, you know, walk around the grounds. It's a little bit chilly, but it was a nice sunny day. And every one of them said, sure. One guy went out and got his dog and took the dog for a walk around the farm, which is exactly what we want here.
That's right. We do want to create a destination where people are comfortable just hanging out. Now, as I mentioned earlier, we don't really get a cell signal, but we do seem to be able to text back and forth if you're standing in a certain spot in the mercantile. Then you can get a text to go. Forget about Facebook. Forget about email. Forget about any other social media. But if you stand right at the front door, you can get a text. So I'm in the kitchen getting a text. What flavor are you making? I've got people waiting. So that was too much fun.
It was fun.
So I text back when they were cooling. 5 minutes, I'll be
out. So we had like a 5 minute warning, you know, just kind of like, you know, 2 minute warning in football. It's like 5 minutes to scones. So I yell out the door, 5 minutes till scones. And here they all came back.
I didn't know that part. That is fun. So I came running out with a bakery box of scones.
Are really hot.
And they were hot and fresh. But talk about a customer service. That was awesome. So these people grabbed up scones and I think they sat in their car.
Some people started
on them. So they still would have been beautiful and fresh. Now, remember, I'm doing this with a broken oven. So I'm moving trays from top rack to bottom rack, turning them around.
It was
halfway.
Pretty amazing.
I had to change the temperature halfway during. It is just too much fun. So then after I delivered those, it was still only like 11:15.
We're sold out again.
I came back to the kitchen. I'd left the oven on that time. Ran back into the kitchen and whipped out a batch of chocolate chip scones. That was a non-advertised flavor, but by 2 o'clock, sold out.
We were sold out again. So, actually, we had customers that came out about 2:05 or so. We were actually
starting to pack
things up, and we had two customers that came in and bought all the rest of our baked goods. It was beautiful.
Plus some other things. So that was just our funniest thing from this mercantile opening. But the other thing that was really interesting about this week at the mercantile was some new customers and people that had not been here before and who were not actually regular customers from the market. So they had found us, and getting to meet them and talk to them and really kind of make new friends.
Yeah, we made new friends, and we really discovered some commonalities between new people that we had never met. And it was just like, you know, that sense of community. You know, it was kind of like when we go to the market and you talk to people about things that we have in common.
It was really fun. And there was one couple that stopped, didn't know them, and I'm not still sure how they found out about us, but as they were walking up to, as you walk up to the mercantile, you pass between the old, we call it the barn bed, where the old hand-hewn barn once stood, and the garden, the main market garden. And so you walk between those, and we have some different kind of just random items of interest, one of which is a cedar, S-E-E-D-E-R, that goes on the back of a wagon. And we have that just used out there as a planter.
I use everything for a planter if it can't be useful otherwise.
Absolutely. So as they were walking up, the man mentioned that, and he said, "That's a cedar out there, isn't it?" I said, "Yes, it is." And I said, "And wait until you get inside and see what we have inside the mercantile."
We walk into the mercantile, and he gets to see the John Deere wagon that belonged to Julia's dad.
And so that was just a fun moment.
It was an instant connection with people we didn't know.
It was. And then it got even better when he asked if we had restored the wagon. And we commented about, no, we had had a man restore it for us, and told them who it was. And the lady was like, "That's my uncle." And so then it was like we were just friends from then on. It was really fun. So we're really at that point in our business where we're growing these relationships. And it's fascinating to us to meet these people, to figure out how they found us and where we go from here in our business.
And the thing from a marketing standpoint that's always interesting to me is we had people that came to the mercantile this week that I had no idea who they were that said, "Oh, we just love you guys and what you're doing, and we've been sharing your information." And it's like, oh my gosh, that is super, super cool.
And so nice.
And it makes you feel so good.
It does. It really bolsters us and helps us think about what we're doing and where we want to go with this
business.
And
what we can do to meet the needs of people.
And what we provide.
What we can share.
Absolutely. So that was a great time.
So in planning for the future, the event at the Mercantile this weekend, I think, really just gave us some other ideas of things that we can do for promotions. So you will be hearing about some promotions that we're going to be offering in the next month or two, and maybe some new products.
I'm really looking forward to this new oven arriving.
Yes.
And maybe getting some different baked goods on the menu.
And maybe we won't have to be running around like crazy trying to figure out how we're going to entertain people while we're baking in this little...
You too, because yeah. We have no good digital
signal.
So we're doing that. And you will be hearing more about that on our podcast as we move forward.
And we have a couple more days left that you can... We are accepting new names for our podcast. until March 15th. So you will have a few more days to do that. So please send those to us.
Keep doing that. And if you have any questions for us that you would like to hear us answer on this podcast, please send those to us through all the usual channels, social media, email, wherever. And we will answer your questions and try to provide some entertainment as well. Until next time.
See ya.
See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Five Feline Farm Podcast. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our website, fivefelinefarm.com. While you're there, be sure to check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. Until next time.